Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, big business moves that could affect small businesses, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Today's stories, small business lessons in training new employees ASAP, especially this time of year, and navigating your way through open enrollment season for health insurance. We'll begin with this. How's this for efficiency? To prepare for the flood of holiday orders already underway, Amazon has been using technology to train its tens of thousands of new hires in as few as 2 days. Here's how they do it. From Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens, who watched some trainees in action in Washington State. Laura, set this up.
They're increasing their workforce by more than 40% with just the U.S. warehouse employees alone that they hire for the holiday season. So it's really important that they get those workers up to speed quickly, and they can do it in as little as 2 days, thanks largely to technology.
Wow. All right, so that technology involves what, Laura?
Well, they use a lot of robots in a lot of their newer warehouses. They have touch screens. They have scanners. They have things that kind of help train the employees as they're on the floor. You can get somebody on the floor the first day to do some training, hands-on training, to actually get them packaging orders already. So, you know, the screen will flash which box size to use. The machine will spit out a piece of tape that exactly fits that box. And then the workers can actually learn on the job with that technology.
Wow. So it's intensive, I guess?
Well, they do safety stations upstairs where the workers get trained first and kind of learn how to lift a box safely and things like that. And then after that, they actually end up going down onto the floor to do some of that hands-on training. And yeah, they get up to speed pretty quickly. Amazon says that hands-on training is very important to the way that they train their workers.
Wow. All right. So if Amazon does it in 2 days, what's the typical training in a warehouse?
Well, more traditional warehouses, you know, which have been around for a long time, can take up to 6 weeks usually to train somebody. And that, you know, it can definitely take a while to get somebody trained to unload a truck or to go to the aisles to pick out an order. And that's something where, you know, you might have to memorize hundreds of numbers just to know where things are located, things that actually require a lot of skill. So by using technology to reduce the need for that, that's how you can really speed that time up.
I thought it was interesting, too. You said that Amazon is helped by the fact that many of their warehouses are uniform.
Yes. Well, Amazon has a lot of warehouses. They almost have 150 around the world now. They built 26 alone this year. And so as they build all these warehouses, they can kind of multiply any little tiny efficiency gains that they get across all of the different warehouses. So if they can save 10 seconds training somebody or getting a job more efficient, then that's kind of multiplied across all of their warehouses. So that's one of the reasons they do introduce these types of technologies.
That's really something. We're speaking with Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Her piece is called How Amazon Gets Its Holiday Hires Up to Speed in 2 Days. And we're talking about upwards of 120,000 seasonal workers. All right, so explain, too, we got to weave it in this time of year and in this period of time, the kind of the tight labor market here. So is that a draw when Amazon says to a potential hire, hey, we can get you going in about 2 days flat?
Yeah, well, it's a definite draw. It also gives a bigger financial cushion if they need to offer a higher wage, which has been something that a lot of warehouses have had to do. They're competing in the same markets with UPS, FedEx, Walmart, Target. You know, a lot of these warehouses tend to be located right around each other because they're located near a transportation hub. And so you're competing for a lot of the same warehouse workers, and trying to get, you know, maybe a college kid or a retiree to come back and work just for the holidays for some extra cash. And so anything you can do to make it a little easier or less labor intensive is definitely a plus.
Thanks, Laura. Wall Street Journal reporter Laura Stevens. Coming up next, navigating your way through open enrollment season. Looking for the next place to grow or expand your business? Why not look to a state that's one of America's top 10 for business, where 2,000 burdensome and unnecessary regulations were eliminated over the past 5 years and is now home to the 6th best entrepreneurial climate. All this and more awaits you in the state of Michigan, the state that should be the number one choice for your business. Go to michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Again, that's michiganbusiness.org to learn more. Well, some of us are picking new health insurance plans now that it's open enrollment season, whether we work for a large or small business, even if we're startup founders and entrepreneurs. Janelle Marte at the Washington Post says whether you're getting help or figuring it out on your own, you'll increase your chances of landing in the right plan if you ask yourself some main questions. Janelle, what do we have?
The bottom line is that it's that time of year when we're needing to sort through options and try to predict maybe how sick we'll be next year so that we can land in the right insurance plan. And it's a little overwhelming at times. Kind of everyone just wants to close their eyes, stay with the same plan if they can. And sadly, that won't be an option for a lot of people, especially for the exchanges we're seeing bigger price increases. And even if you're getting insurance through your work, there's always something that is changed typically from one year to the next. So you want to take a look and make sure that you're landing in the right plan. Mm. Now, the good news is that if you focus on a few key things, you really can increase your chances of picking the good plan, the right plan for you.
Okay, because it's hard sometimes when you're kind of deep in the forest and all you see is trees. So how do you figure this out then? How do you simplify it?
So one of the more difficult questions is going to be, how often do you get sick? Sometimes you think you don't need much care, and of course you have a bad accident or you do get sick or something else comes up. So it's impossible to get this right. But generally speaking, there are some things you can prepare for. Let's say you're planning to have a child next year in your family, or if, for instance, you have a chronic illness that requires certain medications or certain treatments. So for the people who do know for sure the things that they're going to face next year, you want to have that in mind and choose a plan that is going to be either comprehensive enough so that you're sort of maybe you're paying a bigger premium, paying more each month, but it'll help you avoid big price shocks. Or if you are fairly certain that, unless you have a big accident, you won't be needing much care next year, then you might want to factor that in and choose a plan where you'll have a lower monthly premium. You're paying less, and then if you do need care, you pay more out of pocket, and you could face a big bill. But again, if you don't need much care, you end up saving in the long run.
We're speaking with Janelle Marte, personal finance writer at The Washington Post, about her story entitled Five Questions to Ask Before Choosing a Health Plan, since open enrollment season is upon us. All right, so what else to consider here?
So to a point, the decision of choosing either a plan with a low premium and a high deductible versus one where you're paying more each month but getting more of your bills covered, it can come down to how much money you have in the bank. So for people who, for instance, have several hundred dollars or several thousand dollars where they say, hey, if something does come up and I have to pay out of pocket because I chose a high deductible plan, and you know that you can pay out of pocket, well then, hey, why not take the risk?
Janelle Marte at the Washington Post with open enrollment advice for small business employees. Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, which is thismorningwithgordondeal.com, as well as places like iTunes and SoundCloud. Those are also places, by the way, where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Also, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Free publicity for you, inspiration and tips for others. You can email me at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.